Dude, you hit that right on fucking point. That was fucking awesome. What a song. What a way to start the night. Welcome back to the War Room, everybody. Here on a Thursday night, we got Trevor Truitt in the house. I just cooked for me, him, and Cam. I didn't get a fucking thank you from any of them.
Thank you.
That's why I was waiting to say anything, because I love getting public gratification. There's nothing better than being proven right in front of other people, because then you can see them like talking to each other, and they're like, dude, that fucking guy was right. He was totally right.
I bet he makes great burgers.
I mean, did you finish yours?
I did.
Oh, good. Well, I kept looking over there at you, because I'd never know. Trevor doesn't like something, he won't finish it. He'll take it like a few pity eats at, like, you know, it's like, I'm not going to say that. Anyway. I'm not going to say that. Trevor's been here tonight. Trevor's not good. Yeah, he's been here tonight. But you've been busy last week. So why don't you fill me in. Tell me how it was. You went up to Indianapolis, which only people can go up there for a few things. The Colts, the Pacers, and fucking the Hoosiers, and then the Indy 500. How was it? Was it fucking the tits?
It was a pretty sick track. Like, it was fucking...
I mean, it's like the fucking mecca of NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's up there. It's in the fucking... It's like Daytona in, like, the Brickyard. I mean, it's just fucking... It's huge. It's a huge track. I mean, it's fucking... Because especially, like, every track I've been to at that point was fucking... They're super loud. And, like, they were loud when they were close to you. But, like, when they were on the other side of the track... Like, they said start your engines. And I was like... They start them? Like, which is insane.
So you were on the opposite side of the track from where the finish line was?
Yes, we were, like, on, like, turn four. So we got to see... And, like, track... I mean, there's a fucking golf course in it. And there's fucking... Like, all the shit that was, like, on the outside of Bristol was all inside. Like, you go inside the track and everything was in there. All the trailers and all the fucking haulers and everything. It was fucking huge. Like,
sounds irresponsible.
I bet it's a great time to party in there.
Oh, I bet.
That's what I want to do. I want to go camping in the infield at one point. I've been camping on the outside of Texas, but that's what the ultimate, like, the one time we go, either, because, like, at some point I want to buy a camper, you know, that's not a piece of trash. And
here's the thing, you know, what's funny is having a camper is, like, a lot better than people without a camper.
I mean, yeah.
I guess compared to other people with campers, I guess it is a piece of shit. I mean, the camper in question fucking was falling apart.
Yeah.
Driving down the road while Trevor was on the equivalent of a speedball. You're lucky he didn't just fucking... I can't imagine how hard
it had to be. It was like
was beating.
600 milligrams of caffeine within like 30 seconds, like, is what I drank. Like,
holy fuck.
And at the time, I was fucking blown. Fucking, I was high. It was the first time I've ever driven a trailer, so I was like, yeah. But I didn't tell anybody because I want to be like, hey, it's first time. I want to be like, nah, I can do it. Like,
I don't think any of them know how to fucking do it. Either.
Well, no, but I just want to be like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I don't want to be questioned.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, other than the fucking, you know, me, the whole side of it blowing off wasn't my fault. So,
yeah, I guess.
But. No, but, you know, it was awesome time. It was fucking... Both races were really fucking good. It's just a fucking huge-ass track. Like, it's fucking... I mean, you do whatever you want. There was a guy smoking in the stands. He was fucking, you know, just...
You know, I wouldn't say you can do whatever you want just because one guy was smoking in the stands. That guy must have just said, fuck it. Or wait, was he doing it the whole time?
I mean, yeah. After a while, he was just, like, doing it. He was just fucking...
Was he drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he was hitting his fucking dab card, fucking...
Was anybody even sitting near him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's just doing
that. Yeah. And, I mean, I was like, all right, dude, like, fuck. Like, I almost wanted to be like, hey, you want to give me a cigarette? I'll fucking smoke with you, buddy, like...
You should just bum one off of you. Truett Sr. You should just bum one off of him.
I'm honestly surprised my dad wasn't smoking
up there. I'm surprised. Well, he was probably all like, well, you know, it's against the rules, I think. I don't think I can do it. Listen, I think, you know what I'm going to tell you out there, everybody? If there's not a sign that specifically says you can't smoke here, you should be allowed to smoke there.
Yeah, you got to tell him. Hey, what do you mean you can't smoke
here? It's outside. Why can't I smoke here? It's outside.
Yeah, as long as you're not fucking...
Oh, I can go right behind everybody outside. It's unbelievable. This is fucking America, okay? Either make cigarettes illegal or shut the fuck up, alright? There's only two options there. You can't make them legal and then tell people where they can and can't smoke them. a nursery where children are. Yeah, sure, you should. Yeah. There. But who's hanging out in a child's nursery that smokes cigarettes? Nobody.
But back in the day, they just maybe smoking in a daycare. Imagine inside, just fucking walking to get your kid. You just
all the lead they're fucking ingesting and all the fucking
yellow walls. Yeah.
Yeah, you just touch the wall, fucking gives you a 20% boost of cancer of some kind. Yeah, dude, it was great back then. Better times. Rub drinking out of water hoses like fucking animals. Because their abusive parents would let them inside. I love how people brag about that. Like, doesn't that sound better? Like, no.
I think that's a, like, that's just a kid thing that you would do. Like, you wouldn't do it because you had to. I didn't do it because I had to.
Drinking out of a water hose?
Yeah, I did that as a
kid.
Yeah,
I did it because I thought it was fun.
Yeah, but I wasn't, like, I like the taste forced to do it. I wasn't, like,
I'm not going to let it know, but
you got to drink this. You got to drink this.
Well, no. And my parents didn't tell me I couldn't go inside. They definitely wanted us to.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to get me and Jason to play outside. We would just go anyway. First thing in the morning, we're outside. We're doing something. People getting mad at us because we're already
9 o'clock
hitting a mailbox with a stick that we found or something. I don't fucking know. Just mowing the backyard. Whatever. I remember Jason and I, we used to get up and we'd go to the basketball court over there by Woodall that's outside. Mm-hmm. We'd go over there and practice just playing from 6 a.m. to like 8. Go back and sleep all day because I was up all night. I would stay up all night.
I mean, those are the back in the dude like that.
And sleep all day.
Yeah, that's like
how my summers were.
Come like full circle for me. Like the other day, I fucking every morning I fucking drop my dog off to my mom's to fucking so I don't have to fucking put him in a crate and shit everywhere. Yeah, so I drop him off there, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I just open the door, put him in there. I opened the door, and Reagan had spent the night there with my mom, and her friend was there, and they were just fucking up on the fucking couch, and I was like, "What are you doing?" They're like, "Nothing." And I was like, "Why don't you go to sleep? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I just woke up to go to work, and you haven't even went to sleep yet."
They've been up all night?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, staying up all night sucks.
Well, I mean, especially now. Like,
dude, that fucking sucks. No, staying up all night, it's a fucking nightmare. Like, the only reason I would do it nowadays is because I'm drinking and the vibe is still going.
Yeah.
Dude.
But it's like, as soon as you see an opening, you're like...
Dude, speaking of catching a vibe, Jason and I gotta give him major props. We fucking caught a hardcore vibe. You know, like, the first night of this fucking camp. And you know what I've learned? And I knew the day of, I was like, I'm gonna go way too hard night one. And it's gonna make me suffer for the rest of the
night. Yeah.
And that's exactly what ended up happening. But, dude, night one, I gotta tip my hat off. And I gotta give a fucking nod of respect to my mom. Because, like, all of us, we stayed up, I think, 4:30 was when we clocked it in the morning.
Jesus.
Jason and I, dude, we get there, this place, this Airbnb, has a pool table.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Got a hot tub, two bathrooms, one, two, three, four bedrooms. You know, it's big, it's cool, you know, it's good. I brought my Blackstone so we could cook on it while we were there. It was cool, and like, so the first night, you know, we all went to grocery shopping together, we came back, whatever, my dad made Philly cheesesteak pasta, that's gonna be important later. And, it's gonna be real important. Philly cheesesteak pasta, yeah. And so we're there, we're playing pool. I must have played 200 games of pool while I was there. We couldn't stop. My uncle was playing with us. My dad was playing. My dad is the greatest nine ball player of pool I've ever played in my life. I beat him one time out of like 20 games. I could not beat him. The last game we played right before we left for the weekend is when I beat him. It was the only game I played sober against him, the fucking dirty cheater. But anyway, we're playing. And dude, Jason and I, we buy a 30 of Miller Lite. That's supposed to last for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom and dad buy some Coors Light, like an 18-pack of the Silver Bullets, mm-hmm. the fucking aluminum cans. There's Coors Banquet. There's this. Dude, Jason and I, Tasmanian Devil, do that 30 like it was nobody's business. We finished the last. Like, I remember, like, we had other beers of other. And my dad made Punch.
Oh, God, he made Punch?
He made Punch. And he was very upset that people weren't drinking very much. I was like, dude, because nobody wants to go down.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, that, you either...
And then it sat in the fridge and fermented for the whole weekend.
Not even fucking and more... Then
Yes, you eat one of those fruits, you'll shit your pants immediately. Like, yeah, I don't know. But anyway,
drunk as fuck,
yeah.
too.
So me and him are just housing beers. His shirt's off. Mine's almost off. We're listening to... Dude, I'm telling you, I'm literally getting compliments from everybody about how good the playlist I'm playing is. I like the music. And I'm not even playing a playlist. I'm just off the top of my head every song. Boom, boom. I know the pool playing vibe. We're listening to fucking... It's like we're in a road, like Roadhouse Blues. That's the vibe. Then we're going here. We're going there. Dude, I remember it's 1:30 in the morning. It's just Jason and I are up. My mom was up. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she was up. Like, my mom was up drinking, too. Like, I don't know how much she drank, but she was definitely up with us drinking. She was drinking some of that punch and, like, having Coors Lights and shit. And I remember looking at Jason.
I mean, yeah, she can fucking...
Oh, my mom
She's up there. She's probably, like, honestly, if I was going to name, like...
She's top three, I
a
know.
Woman that
oh,
can drink
the,
like
I
that,
don't
she's
know
probably...
Anyone
yeah,
that
I think
drink
that she's... She's the best.
Dude, some of my friends can't drink more than my mom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's... She can easily fucking put you under the table. If you're not watching what you're doing...
Yes!
If, you're not, if you go into that game unprepared,
yes,
you
I
will
know.
Lose. You
dude,
will lose.
Dude, it's...
Unless
I,
you show up ready to drink and you're like... And you're thinking about it like, I've gone too slow in this
I
beer.
I think what gets people is like, they start talking shit to her and they think like it's
yeah.
a joke. And I'm like, it's not a joke. It's not a joke.
It's
she
not.
She might be able to drink more than my dad.
I think if they were in a marathon, yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
But like,
I think in a marathon,
like,
yeah.
Like my dad is like 40, is like 40-year-old Kareem right now. He's not 22-year-old Kareem. My mom hasn't lost a step. She's 40-year-old LeBron. My mom right now can come over and fucking get put up. Now listen, I'm not gonna lie. I'm in a different level right now. Like. I'm drinking a beer and opening the next one. Like, whenever I turn it on, I don't drink all the time. When I'm on vacation, there's nobody that can outdrink me. In quantity. You might be able to stay up longer than me, because I just, like... Because, listen, everybody's got to keep partying, or I'm
yeah,
because
as soon
party.
If you sit
As soon
down,
as everybody starts going,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. I guess I can keep going.
Yeah.
We can keep going. If I got this right here... I got the pen. I got the Benjamin Franklin.
There's something to
I got
do.
The fucking.
You
I got.
Know what I mean? You're playing a video game.
I got some nicotine.
Fucking...
I got the Benjamin Franklin. We're playing pool. I could do this all night. I brought my poker set up. Yeah, dude. I was ready. And so like, but my mom could come over here right now and give me a. I'd be hammered by the end of the fight. There might not be even like a declared winner. My dad doesn't drink like that anymore, and I honestly would be upset if I saw him. I'm not gonna lie, me, him, and Jason tore it up at that Frozen Soul Creeping Death concert. I don't know, did we talk about that?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they had $3 Coors banquets.
Oh, shit.
Dude. I drank them out of it. It was a special for the night.
We're at.
I remember at one point I was up there, and I was like, two Coors banquets, please. And he's like... We're out, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, no. Because, dude, they, like, because we were that, everybody in that car, we were drinking them dry. Like, the beer, like, they, like, we, the, it was, like, the most hot, the hottest beers in there was what I was, the Coors Banquets and then the Coronas.
Yeah.
And the Coronas were being drank so much that they were, like, we caught up to them while restocking, and they were warm.
My God. None
of the beer was cold. At a certain point, they were telling everybody, like, listen, man, yeah, you can have a Corona, but it's warm. We just put it in the fridge. And my dad was like, all right, yeah, give me two of them. Then he almost went down because of it.
Dude, a warm...
Drinking a warm Corona beer?
Yeah.
No. Warm beer, yes. Corona... You might as well just go lay in the desert and let the sun kill
you. And a warm beer in the middle of you getting, like, you know, like when you've had, like, beer, and at that point, maybe you don't even taste it, but you know when you're like...
Oh, yeah, dude. Warm beer.
When you've accidentally let your beer sit there for a minute,
you know,
you're like, fuck, and then you get to the end, you...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And the way Corona's going to sit in your stomach and it's warm, oh, you might... Dude, yeah, he said that, like, almost made him stop... But, dude, me and him and Jason, I drank 20 beers that night at that show. Jason said he had, like, 15 or 16. My dad, I think, was like around the 10 mark, which is a good night for him. I mean, he was having a good time. But, so this fucking, but dude, I'm telling you, there's so much more layers of this family trip that we just went on. I wish you could have been there. I'm very upset you couldn't go. What happened?
Well, first of all, I didn't know anything about it until the very last second.
Well, I asked somebody, I was like, why isn't Trevor coming? They said, he can't come, he's got work.
Well, I did, but...
That's what I was told.
If there would have been a note, you know, a step ahead, hey, we're doing this.
I mean, like, yeah, it was planned such a long time ago. I fucking feel like... Okay, well... That might be off the podcast.
I mean, it was a conflict of interest ultimately anyway, so it's whatever.
Ultimately,
yeah.
I'm upset you can't go because you would have loved it.
I'm sure.
It was great.
I'm sure
okay,
it was great.
Okay, so I remember, so we're playing pool. Jason and I are fucking hammered. Steely Dan's on. We're having a good time. I remember looking at him. I'm like, all right, Jason, we're at a fork in the road. We can either call it a night and go to bed and be a little bit responsible for the 30, or... We grab the rest of the beers and go get in the hot tub. And Jason.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I mean, you gotta do that at that
dude,
point.
I could have told Jason, let's go light our assholes on fire. And he would have been like, yeah, let's do it. And, like, he was like, yeah, let's go get in the hot tub. I'm like, fuck it, let's go get it. So I was like, listen, let's see. You had to let it heat up for 20 minutes before you get in it. So we went and got it set up, and then we finished our game. When it was done, we got out there. I remember, like, I was like, out of the third, I was like, bring the rest of the beers out of here. He came out there with 8 beers. 4 each. Finished them off in the hot tub, which if you've ever drank in a hot tub, it's like going to like playing a supermarket.
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, yes, but it's like you're in the double point zone.
Well, yeah.
You are just, it's like everything you drink is times 2. Like,
oh,
I,
yeah.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah, because you're fucking trying to hydrate while you're so fucking...
Yes.
And it's warm.
And it's just sucking all the hydration out of your body. So it's just fucking you up.
Yeah.
But like...
You don't know until you get out. Then you're like...
Oh, yeah. So we're sitting in there. We're drinking the beers. We're having a talk. I start crying about something. Like, we're crying. Everyone's crying. My mom comes and she... You see? I remember she came out and I was like... You're still up? She's like, yeah, I was in there talking and whatever. And she got a beer and she came and got in the... She didn't get in, but she got her feet in because she was in for a while already earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so we were all hanging out there. And she was fucking... She was having a good time. I should say that. I don't want to say my mother was drunk because it was my mother. But anyway, I'm going to never say my
mother. It's my mother you're talking about.
I never say my mother's drunk. You never hear that come out of my mouth. But anyway... So we're in there, and I start crying about something. I finish the last beer, and I'm like, okay, guys, it's like 3:30, 4 in the morning at this point. And I'm telling you, when I woke up, there was a 20. There was like a pretty good blind spot in my night where I don't remember much, which doesn't happen often. It's more, who knows. But, like, so I remember I just get up like the Manchurian Candidate. I just stand up out of the hot tub. I'm like, I'm done for the night. Get up robot, and I just get out of the hot tub. I don't say anything to anybody. I don't say goodnight, love you. I just say, I'm done for the night. I get up out of the hot tub. I'm wearing swim trunks that come up mid-thigh. Well, like, you know, that's the best swim trunk style there is anyway. But, like, it's like the Texas flag, and it says Texas on it. So I just look like a jackass. I just look like a guy that gets drunk in a hot tub. You know, it's funny. I kept saying in my head, I'm taking it right to the limit that Matthew Perry took it over. Like, I said, I'm going to take it right there to the fucking Matthew Perry limit, and then I'm going to get out of the hot tub. And I was there. So I got out. And listen, I hadn't eaten. First of all, like I said earlier, my dad made Philly cheesesteak pasta. Mm-hmm. And I tried a little bit of it. And yes, it was very good. So if he's listening, and I know he's going to be, I've listened. It was good. It was very good. But, you know the family members that were at this event. It's a lot of fucking, like, it's big people. Dude, there's 2 bathrooms, 8 people. Besides the women, I'm not going to ever say women are big. But if you even just look at the men. You eat something like Philly cheesesteak fucking pasta, there's going to be about fucking 6 assholes on fire at the same time. six assholes needing to use two toilets. You know what I'm saying? And I knew that when he told me what he's making. I was like, oh my god. You know, just imagine the farts. The farts. They were going to fucking kick us out of this Airbnb. Or they were going to give us, like, I don't know, a bad review and make us pay a fine. I was like, we're going to make the paint fall off the walls. We're going to ruin all of her fucking paintings. Dude, and it didn't, like, dude, it was that night when the fart started. I don't know if the shitting started that night. But the first night, the farts. Oh, it was so bad. It was so fucking bad. But anyway, I remember I get out of the hot tub, I get up, I go inside, and I just tornado through the kitchen because I didn't eat dinner, really. I just had a little bit. I tried the pasta. I had, like, a little tiny scoop of it, like, a technically a healthy portion of scoop of pasta, like, right the size of your palm. And, but, like, I just tornado through the fucking kitchen. I make a fucking bowl of peanut butter Captain Crunch. There's a fucking French loaf of bread that we had with dinner that is wrapped in tinfoil beautifully. I literally just put my whole hand through the side of it and rip a chunk out of the loaf of bread. I just rip. Like, Trevor, it's like, this is what it looks like. Look at me. Like, it's like, like, I just did that. I ripped tinfoil out.
You took
the tinfoil and everything? Yes, I didn't open the, I just ripped through the tinfoil like a fucking, like a Hulk.
Like a fucking goon, like a fucking caveman. Yeah, like, there.
You looked at the bread the next day.
Yeah, it was just
like a perfect loaf in it with a huge fist size blood.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this?
Like, my poor aunt found it. It was like, what happened? I did that. I just take a huge thing and I move the tinfoil. I didn't eat the tinfoil. And I just shove the bread in my mouth. I'm surprised I didn't choke. And then, like, I'm eating just chips. There's a fucking bag of fucking Doritos, the taco chips, the orange and white bag. I have that open. I'm just shoving my hand in there and I can hear all the chips breaking. And just, and then grabbing handfuls and just, I'm just shoving it in my fucking pie. And I'm eating like a fucking animal. And it's 4 in the morning. People are sleeping that aren't up drinking that late. And had already eaten dinner. So I'm just eating all this shit. And, like, I put a bunch of the Doritos tacos in my pocket. Just raw in my pocket. And I got my bowl of cereal. And
you had a full of pocket Doritos! Pockets in.
And they were full. They. Both of them. I had
it's
both
like
of them.
It's like a 5-year-old kid's like, go put this in my jacket. Eat it at lunch.
I get it. I'm carrying this bowl of cereal. And it's one of those bowls that you probably shouldn't eat cereal out of.
Oh, it's a giant bowl. Yeah.
So, no, it's one of those ones that's super skinny on the bottom and wide. So, like, the milk comes. It's like a soup bowl. So the milk spills out easily. So, like, yeah. Dude, I'm walking and eating it. And chips are falling out of my pockets.
Fucking trying to shove them back in.
Yeah, dude. I fucking, because I just, like, I was thinking about
a pocket full of chips.
Both pockets.
Both!
Yes! I left my phone and everything in the kitchen. Because, like,
so you can have more room. Yeah. Like, I just picture you laying in bed just fucking.
No, I went and got in the shower first.
With them?
Well, I'm getting there. So I'm like I said, I'm leaving a trail like I'm Hansel and Gretel of Doritos to the bathroom, and I'm spilling milk and cereal like because all over the place. I'm eating it while I'm walking, and then I go in there and I still have like a whole bowl. So I sit on the toilet and I eat it. Like, in between cereal bites, I'm eating chips out of my pocket.
What the.
Dude, this is how hard we went. This is how fucking hard we went. I'm so in between. It's like eating a burger and fries. I'm taking a bite of cereal, Dorito, taco chip.
Yeah, and while you're shitting?
I wasn't shitting. Oh. I was just sitting on the toilet.
Like, just literally sitting?
Yeah, just sitting there. Like, it's a fucking booth at a diner. Just sitting there.
I thought you were shitting.
No, and there's no cell phone service, so that you can't, like, literally, like, to the point where, like, it says SOS, and so you can't do anything. So it's just me sitting there, my eyes closed, just bite, 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 but yeah, until I finished it.
Taco Doritos and Captain Crunch.
Yeah, dude.
And all you're drinking milk with it too?
I drank the whole thing.
Oh my god, that much cereal. Milk on top of fucking
my
beer.
My hands are orange. My hands are coated in orange.
That much milk on top of beer.
Good yeah, dude, god. So I finished the milk. I have to clean my hands because they're coated in Doritos fucking dust. And so, and sorry, my pockets are ruined, so I have to... I go take the shorts and I throw them. And dude, I forget where I'm at. I just walk around the house naked. So I forget where I'm at. I'm just walking around. I go, like, I gotta put these in the washer. Like, I have fucking Doritos all over them. And I tried to clean up, like, the trail of food that I made go into the thing, but I just kept stepping on the Doritos, making them smaller. So I just picked up what I could, and, like, I was like, it won't be as bad tomorrow. And so I went and got in the shower for, like, an hour and a half. And then I get out, and I laid down and almost fell asleep in there. And, like, I'm just doing, like, the hot water heater never ran out of hot water, I guess. But I'm in the shower. And you know what's funny is I cleaned myself first, then I would like, and then I laid down in there, just, you know, whatever. And I remember when I was cleaning myself, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I was mad about being in the shower because I wanted to go lay down and go to sleep. But I was like, this is fucking, but I knew I had to shower because I was just in the hot tub and I got my hair wet and they had fucking bromine in the water instead of chlorine. That shit'll turn your hair green. Fuck? Yeah, it's actually more effective than chlorine, technically, but it also, like, comes with the cost. Like, if you're blonde and it gets in, you soak your hair in it, it'll turn it green. Hmm. So I didn't really want to look like a Marvel character. So I actually got it a little bit wet on the back, so I fucking went in there. That was another reason why I got about the fucking hot tub, but yeah. Yeah, so, dude, fast forward to... I don't know. So I go to bed officially. I remember looking at the clock the last time. It was 4:48. Was the last time I looked at my phone. So, you know, when I'm drunk, it usually takes me about 5 minutes to fall asleep. It's the fastest way for me to fall asleep. If I lay down, it's over. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, other than that, it takes me about half an hour to actually fall asleep. Like, if I go lay down at 9 o'clock, I could probably be asleep by 9:30, 9:45. It takes a while. That's why I like watching TV before bed. But... Dude, I remember I woke up at like 10 or 10:30, and, well, the first time I woke up, it was 8, and I went and got in the shower again.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I went and got in the shower again, and I remember, this is funny, yeah, dude, I showered twice in a 4-hour period. I went and got in there again, I was in there for even longer than the first time. That's what's funny about this, because I remember my dad, the shits were starting, because my dad... had to fucking, like, he said, like, Cam sent you, so I'm out there facing back and forth by the bathroom door, because I was there, you know what's funny? That bathroom door didn't actually lock, so he could have just came in.
You're just in there just doing nothing, like, you're just in the shower.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in the shower, staring, playing a Jewel game on my phone, like, I'm playing one of those games where you, like, match jewels, and...
You're playing in the shower?
Yeah, I'm laying there, I got my feet up, and stuff, and I was having a good time, it was a big shower, big bathtub. So I'm just in there, wasting the water, and, I finally get out of there, and I go back to sleep for another couple hours, and, I get up, and I was supposed to make breakfast. So I get up, and dude, my head... It's one of the most tremendous hangovers I've ever had. Like, literally is like, I haven't felt like that. Like, that was like the hangover I had after I saw fucking, Obituary and Black Label Society. Like, loud music combined with a lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking, yeah.
That's what it was like. And I got up, drinking Alani. Went in there, I made the biscuits, I made the gravy, I made the eggs, I fed every single person, and I fucking, it took, so, I remember, because Jason, he was just in a shitty mood, that's how he gets when he's hungover, he's just like, yeah, whatever, man. I don't care, I'm gonna lay down, I don't fucking care, whatever, fuck you, like, that's how he gets, and my mom, she was MIA, she's gone, like, there's, dude, like, you couldn't even find, like, she was gone, so... also, everyone's farting. And it smells like someone opened this fucking sewer line. Like, it was sewage. It was a sewage line. Everyone was just farting it out. And we're family, so everyone's just comfortable farting right next to you and then crop dusting everybody. Yeah, dude. But other than that, it was a lot of fun. Other than that, a lot of fun. But anyway, so it took me all day to get over that hangover. Like, we went to the state park, and I got in the water. And I was feeling a lot better. We threw the frisbee around a little bit. And I remember getting in the water, like, to Jason. I was like, because all day we were like, I'm never drinking again. Fuck. Because I was literally just, like, making, like, moaning sounds all day. Like, And they all wanted to go to the fucking state park. And I was like, why the fuck are we even here? I want to go home. This sucks.
This sucks.
Yeah, I kept saying in my head, this sucks. And I was like, yeah, because you stayed up drinking. I was like, I'm the asshole in this situation.
I don't care.
I didn't complain one time. You know what's funny? The whole time I was cooking breakfast, I was like, I literally work better when I'm hungover. You know why? Because it's just, you don't think about it. Because you're not thinking about anything.
Yeah, you're just doing whatever.
You just do your job. Yeah. Like, doing your job when you're hungover, I swear to God, you'll get better results. Because you're not thinking about the
task. Tip of the day, get drunk and make breakfast, it'll be better. It will.
Also, you, like, you've got to do the job to get done with having to be at work. So once you're done with that, you can go home and be done with it. So you do your job. And you just go on autopilot. That's being hungover is being on autopilot. Especially if you have to go do something. Because if you don't have anything
it's
to do...
It's a failsafe. Like,
well, yeah. If you don't have anything to do when you're hungover, you can just sit around the house and be like... Oh.
Yeah, at least when you're doing something, you fucking...
When you have to get up and go to work and act like you're not hungover and act like every noise doesn't sound like... Bang,
it's like, yeah, bang. After the first couple hours, you gotta like...
Dude, if I'm hungover and you talk to me about plans that we have that day, I might fucking cancel them right then and there. I'm not fucking going. And throw the blanket over my head. Get the fuck out of here. Don't remind me about something I agreed to do a long time ago.
I don't care. That was before I got drunk.
No, this was 3 months ago when we planned the trip. And then I got hammered the night before when everybody was counting on me to not do that. You know, so that, you know, it's the truth. I didn't even once think, I was like, all these people. They gotta hear me complain about how fucking hungover I am. Then the whole time I was thinking, what a bunch of nerds. Everybody, go to sleep. Whatever, half of the group is 50, so I get it.
Bunch of nerds going to sleep before 4 a.m.
Fucking Mandy, she's out there listening. Fucking nerd. Dude, Mandy's like one of the biggest fucking nerds ever. Jason, the smartest thing like he ever did was get with that nerd. He's always gonna have help with his fucking homework. Yeah, Mandy's the real deal though.
Fucking nerd.
Dude, I remember we were in the fucking... Like, dude, those two, when they're hungry, they're like... It is insane. Because, like, we'll be... Like, I remember we were in the water and I was just tormenting her. I was just saying foods. And she was just like, oh my God. We've gotta leave. Like, I almost got her to, like, go, like, we gotta leave. Like, we gotta leave this park and go get food.
Right, we gotta leave right now.
Like, her and Jason both were just both, like, every time they'd look at each other and be like, oh my God. Like, at one point, I was just saying random things. And they would be like, we've got to get out of this fucking water and leave. And even I was, like, starving. It was a fun trip.
It was a fun trip.
I don't know. A lot of things happen. Some things we'll keep between family and us. Maybe we'll do a paid episode. I'll tell you about it.
There's
a thing that happened that I can't say on here. But maybe if we record it and then do it on a separate thing and people pay for it,
we'll sell it to you.
And we'll split the fucking proceeds three ways with the other person. But you know, but yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that's what we did this weekend, and it was a good time. You know, probably the most I've drank in a long time.
I mean, I feel like always fucking, like, it's always usually, like, one of the first nights is always...
Oh, right? Dude, because you're all full of fucking piss and vinegar.
Well, yeah. Well, you're even, like, when we fucking, dude, when we were in Colorado, stayed up for a while, but I don't think we were, We might have been drinking. No, we were drinking. We were smoking weed, and we were fucking...
drinking coffee.
Death Wish coffee pots on it.
Well, Trevor didn't want to go lay, didn't want to sleep because that fucking girl, he didn't want to go do that. She'd come down like every hour and be like, "You coming to bed?" He's like, "I can't play video game
franchise." We were getting our ass kicked, too. Oh, that's what... God. Like, we were just fucking... at the end of every game, we were getting fucked over. It was so fucking annoying. But... no, we fucking... dude, the fucking first night of the race, like, we went up there Saturday. We got there Saturday, and we got there fucking late. And so we were there for, like, the second stage. So we got to see, like, probably, like, 2 hours, the last 2 hours of the race. But, like, during that time, I just got there, and I just started fucking pounding beers. And it was, like, it's pretty humid out. So, I mean, you know, they're just fucking going down. So it was, like, probably, like... I'd had like 8 within like 2 hours. So what, and that was when we were leaving. I was like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And then we get home. My dad had driven like the whole way. So, or we get to the fucking hotel. And fucking both of us just fucking pass out. And I wake up and it's like fucking, I don't know. It's fucking, we got to the hotel like fucking 6 or 7. And I wake up. Yeah. And I wake up and it's like fucking 12:30 at night. And I was like, God damn. I was like, I fucking passed the fuck out. And then I was like, I'm fucking hungry. And I'm looking at, trying to see what's open. My dad's fucking passed out. And I see a White Castle. And I'm like, oh, do they fucking deliver? Do they deliver? Will they deliver right now? And I got it. They fucking delivered.
Oh my God. Did you bring some?
No.
You should have brought some. You should have preserved it in like a fucking... like a dry freeze. I bought
the case that comes with 20 fucking sliders in it.
Did you wake your dad up and be like,
"Dad, I was literally, I got it because they fucking dropped it off. They came up to the fucking hotel, dropped it off, and I go in there and I was like fucking shaking his fucking bed. I was like, hey, and he's like, he always fucking wakes
he
up.
He woke
like
up like a dad. Every time I woke up, dude, it's funny, when my dad would say, be sleep like this, and I'd be like, dad, and he'd go, like, he just fucking, like, he's like a fucking monster was waking him up. Just one eye pop open, yeah, good.
But I was just like, hey, just fucking White Castle. I was like, what? And I was like, White Castle, like, I got fucking White Castle.
Like, I gotta repeat myself. Yeah. That's why I hate repeating myself on shit like that, because, like, hey, I got White Castle. What? What do you mean you want it? What do you think I fucking said?
And I sit there and ate like fucking 10 of those fucking burgers, and I had like a fucking, I got a large fucking cream soda Coke, which I didn't even know was a thing, and I was just like, God damn, this is so fucking
good. At midnight?
Yeah!
Trevor!
I was like fucking, and then I ate those and I was like, alright, going back to bed.
Did he eat any of them?
Yeah, he got up right when I was about to go back to bed, he like got up and fucking started eating some.
That's hilarious, that's what dads do, they're like, alright, yeah. Then they get up and they're like, oh, what's in here? They act like you didn't tell them and they discover it themselves.
So then we had to, the next day we had the regular race, and I was not drinking because I knew how to drive back, and we were going to fucking Branson, so I was like, I'm about to be up, like, the entire time. So fucking, and I fucking drove all the way back to fucking Branson. We got there like fucking 2 a.m.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then we got to the fucking, we walk into like the condo and I'm like, it's fucking hot as fuck in here. What's going on? The air only goes to like 72. I was like, what?
Oh my God.
And my dad's over like fucking trying to Google shit so he can fucking like hack into the fucking air fucking thermostat, trying to do these settings so it'll go lower than what they have it set. And then I finally just like, right,
what's the name of this place so I know to never stay there?
Yeah, I don't even, some fucking condo. I don't know if it was like that at every one, but yeah. So then we like all got up. And they were like, my aunt was like, what do you want to do? This is your day because you get to fucking, you're fixing to leave. Because I had to leave before everybody else because I had to work on Tuesday. So I was leaving at like 5. And she was like, we can go fucking do like fucking.
You left that day to come home at 5?
Yeah.
What time did you get home? 10?
Yeah, 9:30, 10.
You're fucking savage, you understand?
And I fucking, so then she's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't fucking know. She's like, you want to do, like, go-karts? And I was like, that's cool, we can do that. So we went and had, like, the different tracks they have where you could, so we got this, like, all-day pass where you can go to different fucking, they have, like, you know, like, it's basically, like, little mini amusement parks all through the town.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
So we did that, and
that's honestly a great thing to do.
Dude, fucking go-karts are so fun. Like, I used to do them all the time as a kid. Yeah, oh yeah, we did that too. And
it's competitive.
Oh, it was definitely. At first of all, I was like beating everybody's ass. I was like, wow, look at that. I'm three up on everybody. Up. Yeah. Yeah. It up on my aunt, because there was a fucking there was a
so fine.
It was like a 2-hour pass for $45, and then there was like an all-day pass for $60. So everybody just got a $60, obviously. And she was like, yeah, it's only $15 for way more freedom. And she kept saying freedom. And I went, wow, $15 is such a small price to pay for freedom. Wow. Soldiers are dying and we're paying $15 for freedom.
It's priceless. That's what they always said. Apparently $15 is the going rate for freedom.
So we fucking, there was like six of us. And we get in there, we're like doing go-karts. And at one point, like, we got on this one track, and it was like, my daughter Reagan was riding with my cousin, and then it was just like my mom, my aunt, my dad, me, and we were just driving, and fucking, like, I'm like coming up on my aunt, and my fucking dad has a faster car than me, so he hits me in the fucking back. They didn't give a shit about bumping. He hits me, goes like around me, and then like my mom is blocking him in the way, and he hits her, and then he points at her, and we both just put her in the fucking wall.
Like, I'm bad.
Like, I just put, we like just, like, he hit her and then I hit her from behind and just slammed her into the wall. Oh, and then we went around her and he was trying to go, he was trying to go, like, she got back by him and then he was trying to go underneath my aunt and I just went right inside of everybody, like, four wide. And I just turned to the left, slammed everybody in the wall and just took off.
Oh my god.
But I mean, they didn't give a shit. Like, they were just, we were fucking just slamming. I mean,
was it people. Fucking the go-karts up?
No, I mean, it was just fucking bam, bam. Like, every time, if he got close, I knew he was about to pass, so I would just turn right into.
Just a bunch of 50-year-olds. That's hilarious. And he'd just be like the shithead son.
Yeah.
Beating their ass. That's so funny. No, dude, that go-kart at the, why can't I remember which one it was? Because I liked it a lot. It was like a carnival one, or a fucking, the circus, or I don't fucking know.
In Branson?
Yeah. I played mini golf at a couple of the places there. There's one outside that I really like. I can't remember which
there's
one.
There's a lot of fucking cool ones there, yeah. I mean, Branson's a pretty cool place.
There's one called the Chinese Restaurant Mini Golf.
Yeah.
Of course. No, don't say yeah like I'm right. That's not true. It's not a Chinese restaurant mini golf course.
Yeah, the China buffet golf course.
Yeah, every hole you have to try a different Chinese buffet dish. And it's not warm or fresh. Did you imagine having to eat like a teriyaki chicken stick on the fucking 13th hole? And you're just stuffed full of fucking horrible food.
You get to 18.
Yeah, so. And it's the same guy at every hole. Like, he somehow makes it to the next hole. And, like, you know, later. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That'd be great.
Oh.
We could do that.
That's fucking funny. But, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time. Everybody had a good time. I am a little... You know what sucks about going on, like, vacation when you just go hard on vacation because you're trying to do so much? It's like you need a couple days after.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I didn't get that, and I'm like, I'm fucking ready for fucking...
How many days were you gone total?
I mean, we left Friday afternoon, and then we came back... I got back Monday at like 9.
It's a little weekend getaway.
So it's just the fact that then going straight back to work and fucking... So I'm like, I'm fucking ready for Saturday to be over so I can be out for 2 days and do fucking nothing.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited. Like, we're going to be out on 10 Killer because Cam's birthday is this Monday. And I can't wait for a weekend where I don't have anything to do. Because if we go to this, because the Steve Miller show's coming up.
I mean, really, we have a fucking, yeah, because, I mean, we have SummerSlam or Dinner Slam next week, and then.
At least it's at my house. I'm okay with it, because it's at my house.
Yeah.
And you can always stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I know this is completely random, and I'm not trying to cut you off. I've still got the smell of dead animal in my fucking nostrils right now. Earlier, I was spraying the bank in Collinsville, and I was driving alongside the curb on this fucking big part of the grass or whatever, and there's just a huge dead fucking armadillo or... Well, what the fuck was it? It was a... It was huge. It was bloated. It was like... It got fucking ran over to shit. And dog, I remember I was driving and whenever I went over and the wind blew... Oh, sweet Georgia Brown. Man, I had to do... That was a huge thing. I had to do, like... I could smell it for 12 passes. That's how long it was. On one of those Z-sprays, I, like...
Oh, so you were on... You were spraying
beside... I had to, because the path I was spraying, it's right there by the curve. And so it's just right there, and the wind is blowing towards me.
Oh,
so every time
I mean, you're, like, driving by in your truck.
No, I'm spraying. Like, I'm spraying the grass. And, like, I'm fucking... Every time I make a pass...
Shit winds.
It's just shit the fucking right smell of a dead animal just coming right in my nose. And it literally, like, I remember at one point I was just like, oh my god, time out. Like, I'm gonna have to go take a break. This is terrible. It was bad, man. Like, this thing looked like it was being eaten by, like, the creature
that
looked
before
the movie that you're watching. They're like, what happened here? Doesn't look like a bear did this. It's like, what, some unidentified creature? It's unfortunate. Nah, man. I'll never forget that smell.
I'll never forget it.
But yeah, we got fucking Dinner Slam next week.
And then Steve Miller after that.
Steve Miller.
After but I mean,
SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Like what, the next day?
No.
Or the next week?
Next week. Which is a Monday, but we're leaving on a
Sunday.
Yeah.
So I get Friday and Saturday. That's cool. And then I go to Dallas.
Yeah, that's going to be a good trip.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be a great trip. An awesome trip. We're going to get to see Steve Miller.
Friday before. Yep. And then I just bought me and my dad tickets to go to the Hatebreed Carcass Harm's Way and Crypta concert in October. It's one of the best Octobers I've personally seen in a long time. Helmet and Local H are coming to the Vanguard in Tulsa. I think even you could go to that and have a good time. Helmet is good. Local H is too. I've already got a show planned for 2025 in February. As of now, that's going to be the first time of the year. I'd love for you to go to one of those shows with us.
I mean, I'm sure I could go to it. I don't know. Yeah, I love the music. I just don't like the vocals. That's it.
We should just go. Who cares?
Where's it at?
Oh, I'm not saying you have to go to that one. Just go to a show with us sometime.
I mean, I do.
I bet you could go to that. I promise you can go to the Hatebreed show and have a good time. I bet you could actually get into Hatebreed.
They could breed hate.
Harm's Way is a hardcore band, so their singer doesn't, like, you know, whatever. And then Cryptas, they're all female band from Brazil.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one day, I don't know.
I think you can get into that.
I'm sure I'd probably like some of it somehow, some way, somehow.
I mean, Jason's turning into a little metalhead, and he's sending me stuff, he's asking me to send him stuff. I'm telling you, that concert we went to, because he went to the real deal shit at that 89th Street venue.
Shit.
Like, I looked at him, I was like, these are the real people here, you see these
people?
It's
the real motherfuckers.
These aren't people going to a Morgan Wallen concert.
That he's doing tonight.
He's at a Morgan Wallen concert. I bet he's gonna be there and be like, yeah, this is cool, but it's not as fucking good.
He won't say that. He wouldn't say that.
Yeah, he would.
He wouldn't say that, I know.
I don't know. Trevor, you wanna look at our text messages?
I'm just saying.
You wanna look through our text messages ever since that fucking
Listen,
show?
When he okay, but like
Trevor,
more,
I converted
Morgan,
Hunter Morgan who used to like be like, ew, turn that off. He was a fat guy.
Here's
about
the thing
it.
Though. Jason is a homer, so whatever his fucking home team is or one of his favorite people, and fucking Morgan Wallen's one of his favorite,
yes.
He wouldn't say that.
No, because you know why? Because whenever you get into something as cool as metal, you look at Morgan Wallen, you almost want to spit on him. Because he sucks. He sucks, dude.
He's got some good songs. He's just overplayed. He's just overplayed.
You know, he's not overplayed in my world. He's
well, not
played.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. Everyone always says that to me whenever I say I don't like him, and I'm like, nah, he's not overplayed. He's never played. Fuck him. I hate looking at his goofy fucking face whenever I like him. I'll look at his profile, I'll look at what songs that are popular of his. I just see his like main picture. I'm just like, this fucking guy? What is wrong with people? This guy?
This
like,
guy? What is wrong with people?
Like, look,
this guy.
Like, when it comes to like music, Like, if you're gonna be ugly, you have to, like, make really good music. He's making...
Here's the thing, is people... You're just something catchy, and that's what it is. They've just drawn a liking to it, and it's just fucking popular.
Yeah, well, I think what a good way to smarten up the population is to fucking nuke Morgan Wallen concerts. That would kill off a big, dumb population of the world. That's a great way to get rid of a big number. That's a big... That dude, listen, he does the fucking... does Kansas City Arena. I mean, fucking people at home. A lot of fucking dummies. Like
40,000 people, at least.
I'll tell Jason not to go.
Don't go to this one.
I'm going
to
tell him why. Bad idea. I'll tell him why. I'll cut him in on it and be like, listen, I'm going to straight up kill everybody
there. My God.
And he's like, he's got to go. I might let Morgan Wallen live. Because, like, I need him to keep, like, drawing crowds.
And nobody's not going to be afraid to go. I mean,
well, no, they're going to run out of dummies to show.
Then you'll get the real prideful cocksucker. Trevor, I'll still go.
People still go to Jason Aldean concerts. You think that would have ruined them? Oh, you go to a Jason Aldean concert, you get shot. That's what the rumor was.
If you're in Las Vegas, I guess.
No, if it's at the Jason Aldean concert. That's what everyone's going to always remember. I got shot at a Jason Aldean concert in Las Vegas. They're always going to say that part because he's never going to be able to get rid of that. It's like Alec Baldwin shooting that fucking person. He did it.
He said he did it.
You have to live with it. You, Alec Baldwin, have to live with that. Just like Jason Aldean has to live with the fact that he will never, and I mean... ever get rid of that stain of a concert he threw at Mandalay Bay that I'm actually going to be staying at in September. But it's very nice.
Yeah, do they have the... Is it the same hotel?
Yeah.
There's a floor that's like closed on it.
It's the 13th floor.
Yeah.
I was like, close the whole floor. Why?
I wonder what it looks like in there. If they ever go in. You think
fucking paranormal people are going to go up there and try to hunt ghosts or jerk off in there?
I don't know.
I mean, listen. I would.
Jerk off?
In the 13th floor? Yeah, why not? Give them something else to talk about.
Oh my God.
I can move on from the shooting and get on to a new shooting.
Come shooting, baby.
We got a new... There's a shooter on the 13th floor.
Come shooting.
They come in there. No, I was...
You're loaded, yeah. Ready to jizz at him?
They would shoot and kill me and then lie and say I had a gun. To hide the embarrassment of me fucking... doing that all
he was
over.
Killed with his dick in his hand.
No, they wouldn't even mention that. Because, like, if they start looking for bodily fluids, because they can't know that I fucking shot all over him, if you know what I mean. What the fuck? That's hilarious. No, I think they give us a, you know, it always goes to that, doesn't it? So this show always goes to... You're never gonna get fucking a deal from anybody. I don't even know how, from who, like Sony or something. That'd be great.
Somebody give us a deal. We'll do a lot
I'll
of
name my first kid that.
The deal.
Sony Cornelius. That actually doesn't sound
Motel.
Too
Motel.
That's fucking stupid. That's one of my least favorite things from Trailer Park Boys is that.
His name's
Yeah, I hate that.
Motel. They call him Mo.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, I would have, like, if I was Ricky, like, I would have gotten the gun and shot Jacob right in the fucking head. He's just so stupid.
Yeah, Ricky's not exactly the smartest guy either.
I know, but even he wouldn't have done that. And also, why didn't the mom do it? Why didn't... we're not going to get into why.
We're reviewing why the logical reasons...
No, we're not. In fact, we're actually going to wrap it up for the night. I think
wrap it up just like I did the other night. Actually, I didn't wrap it up.
Oh! Did you fucking... You wrapped it up the other night?
Yeah.
Trevor.
Get the old car started. It's running.
Oh! I can't believe you didn't have to say that, though. You know what's funny? I didn't even probe you from, or whatever it's called. I don't know.
I didn't look up your ass for
no,
it.
No, it's whatever it's called, whatever, like, you prime someone for something. Like, I didn't even...
You didn't prime.
I didn't probe you.
I didn't probe his asshole.
I didn't. Everyone out there, I know this is an audio medium, I didn't probe his asshole.
I didn't think about
it. What do I look like, some kind of Joe Biden...
Sleepy Joe.
Broken. I'm not smelling anyone's
definitely
hair.
Definitely crooked.
He's a baby. He pulled out of the race. He's afraid. Now that camel hair is running
for... Camel toe hair as soon as she comes.
Camel toe hair, dude. That's a great... We should send that in there. And be like, hey, give us 10 grand. You can use this.
And say the war room. Fucking...
No, we can't do that.
Hey, listen, that's a... Like I said...
No, it's anonymous because everyone has to think he did it. He wrote it himself. No, listen, that's how some people do that. Send jokes into, like, whatever, everybody. We'll talk about this after. But anyway, because I got a story to tell you, Trevor, and if everybody wants to hear it, you have to pay. But anyway, everybody, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.